Allah is worthy of all praise. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His forgiveness, and we seek His guidance. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah guides not, none can guide. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Allah's slave and final messenger. Brothers and sisters, today is a day of hope. And today is a day of joy. And today is a day of blessing. I hope that every one of us experiences the forgiveness, the goodness, and the blessings that this day brings by the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the best day the sun has risen upon is Friday. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about hope. Hope means amal. Amal is to expect with confidence. This is the definition of hope, amal, and that is to expect with confidence. Without hope, dreams die instantly. Without hope, energy depletes immediately. And without hope, every stepping stone becomes a stumbling block. And without hope, every challenge becomes a reason to quit. And without hope, despair takes over. And hope, brothers and sisters, is a very important ingredient in the formula of faith. Hope is a very important ingredient in the formula of success. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be hopeful people, wants us to be people of a great hope. Allah Azza wa Jal wants those who believe in Him to have a great expectations from Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what Allah Azza wa Jal said, which means this is a hadith Qudusi, a holy hadith. Allah Azza wa Jal said, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. I am at the expectations of my slave. فليظن بي ما شاء. So let him expect from me what he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door for us to expect from Allah azza wa jal good things. We need to expect from Allah azza wa jal the best. And not only that, be strong in your hope. Be strong in your expectation. Do not have hope that is watered down with doubt, but have hope that is solidified with trust and confidence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak one. And in both of them there is goodness. But when you are strong in your faith, when you are strong in your hope, that entitles you to receive more of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have strong hope, we will have strong deeds. See, hope is the energy that makes us give it our best. Hope without deed is not hope, but it is fantasy. We're not talking about being dreamers and about having fantasies. We're talking about true, genuine hope. You see, if somebody wants to graduate from college, but he never enrolls in college, nor he takes any classes, but he says, I hope I will be graduating from college. We say to this person, your hope boils down to fantasies. We're not talking about fantasies, we're talking about true good hope. True good hope puts in you the energy to give it your best. That is the value of hope. And when you go through difficulties or a trial, do not lose your hope. It's very important for us to maintain our good expectations even when we are going through some trials and difficulties, and from a human perspective does not seem that we can attain what we are hoping for. I would like to call to your attention the story of Yusuf, the story of Joseph alayhi salam. As you know, when Yusuf was a little boy, he saw a very unusual dream. He dreamt that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon were prostrating to him. That is some kind of dream. It's not a usual dream. So he told his father about it. His father told him, do not tell your siblings about it so they may not plan against you something. Because you see, his siblings assumed that the father of Joseph loved Joseph, Yusuf, more than he loved them. And this assumption germinated in them a tremendous amount of jealousy and rancor. And this jealousy and rancor gave birth to a very evil plot. First of all, they decided to kill him. And then they said, no, let us not kill him and let us throw him in the well. And sure enough, they planned something. They took little Yusuf with them and they threw him in the well. I want you to get with me beneath the story. Not only read the story, but get with me beneath the story and imagine yourself with little Yusuf in the well. Did you think in that moment Yusuf lost his hope? Did you think he say, well, this dream will never go to materialize now because look at me, I am in the bottom of the well. I know I have this big dream that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon will be prostrating to me, but look at me, I am in the bottom of the well. Do you think he lost his hope? I do not think so. I think he maintained his hope because even though from a human perspective did not seem to be possible, but his hope was connected to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever hope is connected to believing in Allah azza wa jal, his hope will come to materialize if his hope is a genuine hope. So Yusuf never gave up his hope. And likewise, if we see ourselves in a certain well or stuck in the rut, we should never give up on our hopes. Every one of us, if you are married, for example, you enter the matrimony with the hope that this marriage will provide for you satisfaction, will bring to you joy, you will establish a good family. That will be a good thing to grow in faith, to grow in taqwa, to grow in happiness. But if you're not experiencing that, do not give up hope. Maintain hoping, maintain thinking that this thing will work for you and expect from Allah the best. There are many applications that we can take from the story of Yusuf and apply it in our lives. But the point is, when you see yourself stuck in the rut, do not give up hope. Keep hoping and expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best. Another story that is very important is the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As you know, due to the Meccan persecutions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to migrate from Mecca to Medina. Not only that, there were many bounty hunters after him. So he took an unusual route. On his way to Medina, one person by the name of Suraqa bin Malik caught wind of where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So Suraqa bin Malik got on his horse and started chasing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got so close to them that he was able to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. In that crucial moment of the history of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah peace and blessing be upon him, formulated a prayer against Suraqa bin Malik. So the horse of Suraqa bin Malik started diving and sinking in the sand. And Suraqa was a smart man, so he realized that what happened to him was due to the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To make a long story short, Suraqa bin Malik promised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will divert anyone who will try to come this way.
So anyone who wants to chase the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Suraqah bin Malik will say to them, I was there and nobody there. Go somewhere else. In that situation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised Suraqah bin Malik that he will be wearing the bracelet of Kisra. I want you to imagine that. Suraqah bin Malik was nobody, a man in the desert. And Kisra was the king of the universe then. When you talk Kisra, he was the man of the universe. His empire stretched over all the known globe at that time. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was chased by the bounty hunters, as he was fearing for his own life, was promising this Suraqah bin Malik that in a few years he will be wearing the bracelet of Kisra. That could not have been done without hope. I mean, humanly speaking, that is not possible. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not looking at the situation from a human perspective, but he was looking at the situation with hope that is connected to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kind of hope we need to have. You may say, well, he was the messenger of Allah. He was receiving revelation from Allah, and I cannot be like him. I understand that. No one can be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nevertheless, you are believer in Almighty God. You are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though you did not receive revelation yourself, the revelation came to you through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah be helping you, no one can defeat you. If Allah is helping you, no difficulty can bring you down. No problem can stop you. But you know what stops us many times? It's not the difficulty, it's not the problem, but it is our attitude toward the problem. Our attitude toward the difficulty. Our attitude tells us to give up and to let go, so we lose hope, we lose heart. And you never know, maybe there is a bracelet of Kisra awaiting for you, but you need to have the hope. Suraqah bin Malik, after he was promised that he will be wearing the bracelet of Kisra, he believed in that. And sure enough, in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came to him and he told him, give me the bracelet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is mine. And there is something that is yours in the future you do not know about. But you need to keep on being hopeful. If Allah is helping you, no difficulty can defeat you. That is a very important Quranic truth that we need to program in our thinking mind. We need to get this Quranic truth and make it sink in our consciousness. So whenever we encounter problems, whenever we encounter difficulties, we think in the term of this Quranic truth. If Allah be helping us, who can defeat us? And you can make it a personal thing. Say, if Allah be helping me, no difficulty can stop me. So this is the hope that will keep us going forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the hopeful people. Being a person of hope and being positive go hand in hand. A person who has high expectation, a person who expects the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a person who is positive. Positive in his attitudes and positive in his words. Positive in what he says. What we say, brothers and sisters, has a direct impact on what we will experience. So affirm good outcomes and you will be surprised at how often things will turn out to be good. But affirm bad outcomes and you will be surprised how many things will turn out to be bad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a hadith that I think every one of us know this prophetic statement. He says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believe in Allah and the last day, let him say good things or otherwise remain quiet. Saying bad things do not only include backbiting, maligning, slandering, and lying. Our minds focus on those things are being bad things, and they are bad things. But also what is bad is to say negative statements. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him say good things or otherwise be quiet. When you say good things, you draw to yourself good things. But when you say bad things, you draw to yourself bad things. When you wake up in the morning and you say, well, this is going to be a difficult day. This is going to be a harsh day. Oh, this thing is not going to work out. This child is going to be a bad child. This thing is going to be an awful experience. When we start our days and our experiencing saying those negative things, we are drawing failure to ourselves. We are cursing our own days when we wake up in the morning and say, oh, today is going to be a difficult day. Today is going to be a terrible day. No wonder after that, the day will turn out to be terrible. The day will turn out to be bad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, say good things or otherwise be quiet. When you say good things happen. When you say bad things happens. So we need to learn the skill of not cursing our days. And even if you see some shortcomings, some things that are not up to par, do not allow those things may put you in a mode of saying bad things. But be positive, say yes, those things are not up to par. Humanly speaking, does not look good, but I am hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am expecting from Allah the best. Always treat the situations with your faith. Treat the situation with the hope that you have connected with believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, if Allah be helping us, nothing can defeat us. So have this attitude of faith dominating your thinking and how you handle difficulties and problems. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a very, very profound teaching. He says, if one of us sees a bad dream, you know, if you see something bad, he said, if you see a bad dream, one of the things that you have to do is not to talk about it. Another thing you have to do is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that bad dream. Also, one of the things you can do, or you have to do, is to spit lightly on the cursed shaitan. Spit lightly on your left after you see the bad dream and seek refuge in Allah and change your sleeping position. So think with me about this principle. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, if you see a bad dream, not to go and talk about it. You know why? Because when you talk about it, at that moment you are transferring the mental image to a verbal statement. And as long as that mental image was a mental image, you spit on it, you spit on the shaitan, you change your sleeping position, it will fade away. But after you spoke about it, you gave a sense of reality. And when you give it a sense of reality, that will be a reason for that to materialize and to become a reality. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us not to talk about it. And that is in relation to a bad dream. Likewise, when bad thoughts come to our mind, we should apply the same principle. We should not talk about it. We should not verbalize them. Because when we verbalize those bad thoughts, we are giving them the opportunity to transfer from a mental thought to some kind of a reality. And then it might transfer from that verbal reality to materialize. But when we have a bad thought, when you have some kind of negativity about something, you know what you need to do? You need to spit on it. You need not to entertain it. You need not to make it dwell in your mind, but remove it from your mind and it will fade away. What we say has a great impact on how we behave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the son of Adam wakes up in the morning,
wakes up in the morning, all the limbs beg the tongue and says to it, we are after you. If you are straight, we will be straight too. If you are crooked, we will be crooked too. The direct application of this hadith that a person should guard his tongue, should not say bad things, and not say bad things about other people, and not say bad things about him or his own self. Not say, well, I'm going to fail today. I'm not going to do good today. I feel miserable today. Because once you start your day saying those statements, this is how you will feel. But if you wake up in the morning and say, good, Allahumma ahsan khuluqi kama ahsanta khalqi. Oh Allah, give me good manners, just like you gave me a good shape. When we say good things, we take after what we say. So what we say has a direct impact on how our life unfolds. And one very important thing about being hopeful is not to worry a lot. I know as a parent, I used to worry a lot about my kids. If my kids is not under my gaze, my mind goes in 200 different directions. Maybe he fall, maybe he did this, maybe he did that. And then I came to learn, this is all from the shaitan. The shaitan brings to us all those worrying thoughts to consume our energy. But if we are expecting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best, and we do not see anything that inside the worry, we should not allow our minds to carry on this worry mentality without a reason for it. But we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think if we learn how to worry a little bit less, and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, our lives will be much better, insha'Allah ta'ala. This is my reminder to you today. I hope that Allah makes us from the people who hear the speech and follow that which is best. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ana bil-dhikri al-hakim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Fasallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.